This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Now he's voted off on Idol on Sunday, and now joining us in the studio, well, on the line at least, it's Casey Barnes. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, how are you feeling after the big eviction on Sunday?
Look, I think as I said on Sunday night, I'm at peace with the whole thing. I would have loved to have stuck around and maybe made the grand final. That was the goal. But I guess outside of Idol, I've got my own music now to focus on, and I've got a little bit of exciting news anyway. So I'm focusing on my own stuff now.
What's the exciting news?
Looks as though I've secured a couple of the supports for Rob Thomas in February. So
wow, that's great news. Well done, Casey.
Thank you. So that's going to give me something to focus on now, and you know, try and get a new album put together before February.
Wow! So the hard work just begins now.
Yeah, and I mean, I'd like to look at, you know, people like Ricky Lee, who've been on the show and have been able to come off it and still maintain a good career, and you know, hopefully if I can do half as well as her, I'll be a happy man.
Casey, tell me what's your favourite and most memorable moment on the show for you?
Oh, look, the most memorable moment was, I guess, the when they actually announced that I'd made the top 12 was definitely the highlight for me, and then getting to, you know, to experience those couple of weeks just going through the whole process of moving into the house, and you know, the transition between the top 24 and the top 12 is just completely, it's so different. You know, you go into that top 12 and you're doing, you know, photo shoots every day and interviews and media launches, and it's just it's so different. But definitely the highlight was when I made the top 12.
One interesting thing about the format this year, Casey, and I wanted to find out how you and also the rest of the top 12 felt about it, is the fact that you don't you get kicked off on Sunday after a week of preparing for your show.
that's probably, yeah, one of the best things that I've been asked in any interview I've done in the last 2 days, and it's a really, really valid point in the sense that, you know, the format last year was good. You know, you sang on the Sunday, you found out the next day whether you were leaving or not, so then you could just move forward from there. But it really, it's good for the public to have to watch, but for the actual contestants, it's really not an enjoyable thing to go through a week. You know, I was singing Freedom by George Michael this week, and you know, you go through all your vocal workshops and rehearsing, and you rehearse with the band in the studio, and then you prepare on the actual day of the show as if you're going to perform it. And you know, all the guys were coming up, and even the executive producer was saying, you know, that you're nailing that. That sounds great. And I thought, you know, this could be that turning point. And then to find out at the top of the show you don't get to sing, and also the fact that I actually didn't get to do a farewell song on Sunday, so I was a little bit disappointed with that. But yeah, it is. It's tough. It's very tough, but that's just the way they've done it this year.
Now, what was the reason you didn't do the farewell song this week?
I wish I knew, mate. I mean, obviously, Ashley did hers last week, and I think it was maybe just a time thing. But I mean, it's a little bit inconsistent. The fact that obviously Ashley did hers, and I didn't get to do. You know, my dad actually flew all the way from Abu Dhabi, which is over in the Middle East, to be at the show on Sunday, and my best friend flew from Singapore. And I think for them, you know, if anything, I was disappointed that I didn't get to sing for them. So yeah, I was a little bit cheesed about that.
Well, maybe the Hump Day Crew can start a campaign for you to get back on TV and perform that song for the family and friends.
Oh, God, that'd would be awesome.
Well, we do have a lot of power. We'll see what we can do for you. So, something we like to do on the Hump Day Crew as well, Casey, is something called 101 Questions. You don't have to do the whole 101 questions, but just like you to pick a couple of numbers between 1 and 101, and we're going to ask you those random questions.
So hit us with a question number, between 1 and 101.
Just one number, or how
many? Yeah, just hit us with one to start off with.
Okay, let's go 31.
31.
So what is your worst purchase you've ever made?
The worst purchase I've ever made was my second car that I ever bought. Was I paid $1,000 for it. It was a Mitsubishi Colt. It was a piece of crap. The only positive is I sold it for a profit. I sold it for $1,200, so I made $200. So
that's not that bad.
Is that bad karma?
Maybe it caught up with me on Sunday.
That's why you didn't get to sing on Sunday.
Yeah, because that person who owns a Mitsubishi Colt is actually
he's
one of
the executive producers.
Yeah, exactly. Right, pick another number for us, Casey.
Okay, let's go 14.
If you were to have a movie of your life made, who would play you, Casey?
Matt Damon.
Oh, okay. Why would Matt Damon play you?
Oh, I think he's a great actor. If I could have facial reconstructive surgery, I wouldn't mind looking like him. I reckon he's not a bad looking bloke.
He's probably a Tasmanian boy like yourself, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it's got roots there. Most people have.
Absolutely. For want of a better term, yeah.
Well, Casey, maybe if you keep on selling old cars at a profit, you might be able to afford that surgery as well.
I can only hope.
Casey, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the rest of your career, and we look forward to hearing from you very, very soon.
That's great. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Cheers, Casey.
That was Casey Barnes, the latest person to be kicked off Australian Idol. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.